En we zeggen dus, we zijn weer mooi achter die zo veel gisteren. We zeggen dus, we zijn hier al schoen, maar ze is wel vallig. En voor die upcoming Yortzeit of Leah, Rus Bas Avram, en Zusman ben Eliezer Zelig HaKoyen, en Malka Bas Yisrael Gershom. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bahaloscha in Lees and Chutzlarts. Eretz Yisrael, it's already Parsha Shlach. But, the famous pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, Uviyom Simchaschem, Uvimoadechem. That's Perek Yud, pasuk Yud. Uviyom Simchaschem, Uvimoadechem, Uvarashay Chatshechem, Uskatim Chatzotzos, Alalosechem, Alzivche Shalmechem, Ayulochem, Zikron Lefnei Elokechem, Ani Hashem Elokechem. So it talks about the Chatzotzos, trumpets, and so there's one word in the pasuk that's a little bit ambiguous. Uviyom simchaschem. What is that referring to? Uviyom simchaschem. What's yom simchaschem? So the Sifrei says uviyom simchaschem uvmodech elu shabbosos. Yom Simchaschem is referring to Shabbos. So this leads to a discussion whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Because in Yontif, we normally assume there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And Rabbi Gedak points out that Tosfos in the Gemara says that's why it breaks Avelos. Has to show somebody lost a relative in the middle of Shiva, and then Yantif comes. It breaks the Avelos. But that's Yom Simcha. But Shabbos doesn't break Avelos. Shabbos, you still have a, it's still Avelos. These Dvarim Shebetzina, not public Avelos. And as Rabbi Gerak points out, because based on the Gemara, that there's no verses in Mori Cotton. That also says that there's no avelus because the mitzvah of simcha is docha the avelus, but on Shabbos is no mitzvah of simcha. So that's based on the Tosfos Rabbi Gedak points out more cut and chafgim on the bays with the Gemara over there. So the question is: so what is this idea uviyom simchaschem? That the Sifrei says, Eilu Shabbosos. So, this I heard many years ago from Rav Yitzchak Cohen, the name of Rav Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Ganak in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim has the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that it's interesting that in Nusach Ashkenaz, you have Nusach Ashkenaz here? Fine. We only say Yisbechu v'malchuscha by Musaf. Right? In the Nusach Sfar, they have Yisbechu v'malchuscha in the other tefillahs of Shabbos as well. But Nusach Ashkenaz is Yisbechu v'malchuscha only at Musaf. And Rabbi Gedak writes in his Sefer that Nusach Sfar has it by Arvis, Shachris, and Musaf. As by all the, but by Nusach Ashkenaz only. And Rabbi Gedak quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that this Nusach Ashkenaz, Tfilas Musaf, is the tefillah that has to do with Karbanos. All the other tefillahs have to do with Karbanos, but they also have another element. But this Musaf is only Karbanos, right? Musaf is only about Mochum Korban. Shachris, we have a concept of Shachris Mochum Korban, but Shachris also has an element of Rachamim. Musaf is only Mochum Korban, and therefore when we say that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, Rav Soloveitchik said over, is that means that in the Mikdash, since there was the Korban Musaf, so a special Korban was brought in the Mikdash, So that was the element of simcha that you had on Shabbos. Outside the mikdash, then it's not really a day of simcha. We'll explain maybe more what it is, but it's only a day of. That's why Rabbi Kohen said from Rabbi Soloveitchik that you only say nusach according to nusach Ashkenaz. It works in well that you only say Yisbuchu v'malchuscha by Musaf, because that element of v'yom simchaschem, that Elul Shabbosos that the Sifrei says referring to Shabbos, is because Shabbos in the Mikdash had a special character to it of simcha because of the added korban musaf, and that's the explanation.
Sargam
It's
does
interesting.
Sargam and Lakhadadi say Gam Barina, not Gam Basimcha, right?
Voila.
Nusach Sfard, they say Gam Barina instead of Gam Basimcha in Lakhadadi.
It's interesting that Rav Huttner has a discussion in one of his mamarim. Another difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar. And that is Nusach Ashkenaz as Shir Shel Yom on Shabbos is after Musaf. Even though there's some shuls that that say it after Shacharis, but that's not really the minhag. Meaning Nusach Sfard, I believe, has it after Shacharis, the Shir Shel Yom on Shabbos. But Nusach, what do you do in your shul? What do they do? When do they have Shir Shel Yom on Shabbos?
After Alenu.
Musaf in Los Angeles, but here in
Musaf,
New York, after
Musaf.
Shabbos.
Right, in Los Angeles, what?
Los Angeles is after Musaf in Shari Tzedek, and then here in BRS in Rabbi Goldberg's shul, they do it after Shabbos.
Right, but what the minhag Ashkenaz is to do it after Musaf. Those that do it after Shacharis, that's not the minhag. Well, why they do it after Shacharis? Because they're afraid that. And did they do Anim Zmiros after Shacharis also?
They don't do the Anim Zmiros
They
here.
don't do Anim Zmiros.
Well, when we used to do Anim Zmiros, we did it after Musaf.
After Musaf, right. So some people, they're afraid that it's going to get late. I don't know what's the difference, but it's going to get late, so they want to get it over with from beforehand. So they do the Anim Zmiros and the Shir Shel Yom after Shacharis. But that's the question. Why? But Nusach Sfar, Ashkenaz is after Musaf. So why do we do it? Why? But what's the question with that? The question with that is the Shir Shel Yom has to do with the Nisuch HaMayim that they said, the Levim said Shira with the Korban Tomid. So then the Chorot should be after Shacharis because that's what the Korban Shacharis was, the Korban Tomid. So why are you doing it after Musaf? So Rav Huttner, and that is Nusach Ashkenaz. Again, the shuls that do it after Shacharis, that's not who daven Nusach Ashkenaz. That's not really Nusach Ashkenaz. They do it for other concerns that people are going to be rushing out later or whatever it is. But the Nusach Ashkenaz, if you look at any Nusach Ashkenaz sitter, I don't think you'll ever see Shir Shel Yom after Shacharis. So Rav Huttner explained because Musaf is the only korban, only tefillah that's really b'makom korbanos. So and in Musaf, if you daven Musaf, and Musaf has a status of a korban, then Shacharis also has to have the status of a korban. But Shacharis is not is an element of rachamim. It's not full korban. So in Musaf we also mention al olas atonim. So therefore, it has to have the same status of a korban as Musaf. So in the Musaf Shon Esrei, we mentioned the korban tamid also, which has the status of a korban, which doesn't necessarily have it by the Shacharis. Right? In fact, the korban tamid is not even mentioned, right, in the Shacharis Shmon Esrei, right? So when do you mention the korban tamid in the Musaf Shmon Esrei? In Hanami, the Shir Shel Yom is going on the Korban, the Korban Tomid, but the Korban Tomid is mentioned in Musaf because because Musaf is a nosaf on the Korban Tagut. So therefore, the Shir Shel Yom is going back. Nusach Ashkenaz holds that the Shir Shel Yom is going back on Shacharis, on Musaf, but on the element of Musaf that mentions the Korban Tagut, because that's what it was. And it didn't have the Korban Tagut in Shacharis. So hence the Nusach Ashkenaz says, that's how Rav Huttner explains, says Shir Shel Yom after Musaf, because again, Shir Shel Yom is the Shira that the Levim sang with the Korban Tamid, and even though Shacharis is the Korban Tamid, but you don't mention Korban Tamid in Shacharis. You only mention Korban Tamid and Musaf together with Musaf, because that's the tefillah
yeah,
that's
so
solely B'mokum Korban, and therefore that's the minhag of Musaf Ashkenaz. Even though at first glance you Nusach Sfarad would make more sense to say it after Shacharis, because that's when the Talmud, the Shacharis is the Talmud, but you don't mention the Talmud in Shacharis. So they felt Nusach Ashkenaz held that you should have the Shir Shel Yom together with the mention of the Korban Talmud, which is mentioned Al Olos HaTalmud, the Niska is Musaf. But the other difference, as we said now, in terms of the mitzvah simcha, is the idea of what? Of that the that Yusmuchu b'malchuscha is mentioned in by Fenusach Ashkenaz only in Musaf. Like Rabbi Gedak says. But the other, by in Sfar, they have it, as Rabbi Gedak pointed out, by Arvis and Shachris and Musaf, etc. And the idea Rav Salvechik explained from his father is because this week's parsha says Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos, but the question is, there's no real mitzvah of Simcha on by Shabbos, right? Samachta b'chagecha, that's Yontif. It's not a mitzvah of Simcha. So what's Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos? So that's what Rav Salvechik said from his father. Rav Yitzchak mentioned also that the Simcha of Shabbos is the Simcha in the Mikdash, of bringing that extra korban musaf, and hence yisbechu v'malchuska is only by musaf as per nusach Ashkenaz, and the nusach Sfarad will have to give their own shiur of how they will explain the thing yisbechu v'malchuska by the other tefillos as well. It's interesting that, you know, my father Zichron of Racha, he grew up in East New York. And he grew up in the shul, that the name of the shul was Chevra Tehillim Nusach Ashkenaz. That was the name of the shul. And he told me that when he was growing up, he never heard of anyone saying Hallel on Pesach night in shul. Because, like Rabbi Bazhar said from Scheinberg, that's not Nusach Ashkenaz. But there's a lot of hashpah that the, you know, Hasidim had, and the Gro had, and what happened was when we moved to Flatbush, and the old Rabbi Berzon was the Rav of the shul, Rabbi Bernard Berzon, he asked Rav Soloveitchik about whether he should institute Hallel at night, even though his shul was a Nusach Ashkenaz shul, and he told him without batting an eyelash that for sure you should instituted. So then we grew up saying Hallel on Leil Seder in Shul, which is really not Nusach Ashkenaz. And but you know how it is. People, you know, things get, you know, added and subtracted. And another thing that people changed a lot in the Nusach is Hoshanas. So Hoshanas is for Nusach Ashkenaz is after Musaf, and for Nusach Sfarad is after Shacharis. But who wants to do Hoshanas? Who wants to? You took out the Lulav and Esrog for Hallel, then you put it back. No one wants to have to take it out again. So it's a nuisance. So that's why a lot of shuls, even the Nusach Ashkenaz shuls, put Hoshanas after Hallel, so it's out anyway. But those that are the diehards, that follow what the way Nusach Ashkenaz is supposed to be, they put it back and take it out again for Musaf, because that's when Nusach Ashkenaz is. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer where he discusses what's the difference between the Shabbos and Yontif. We said Yontif is Simcha, Shabbos is not Simcha. Maybe only the Simcha of Shabbos is the Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, like Rav Soloveitchik said of his father, Yisbuch Luval. He says, so the Chasam Sofer writes that Shabbos is Oneg, the Karasa of Shabbos Oneg. And Yontif is Simcha. So what's the difference between Oneg and Simcha? He says like this, that Simcha, Oneg is enjoyment. Oneg is, and you can get that through eating. But sometimes a person doesn't feel like eating. So then he doesn't get his oneg that way. So then the halacha is that he could even fast on Shabbos because sometimes the oneg comes from fasting. In other words, by simcha, says the Chasam Sofer, simcha is an absolute requirement of, sometimes it can mean also basar v'yayin, but it has this element of eating. But you can't have simcha without eating. That's why you should know in Chas V'Shalom, someone's in Ovel, so one of the main things that they can't do when they go to going to a simcha is eating at the simcha. Because eating is simcha. And when you eat with the people, that's simcha. So I remember when I was in Ovel for my father and I went to some chasanas for my talmidim, I ate in a separate room. Because if you eat in a separate room and you don't hear the music and you're not eating with the people, so that's takes away the simcha. And then that's why in Hilchos Aveilos you have this idea of not eating with the people. Because, and that's simcha. We have it by chasana and yontif is simcha. Shabbos is just oneg. So if the Shabbos is just oneg, so if it's just oneg, so then oneg doesn't necessarily require eating. For most people, oneg, you get oneg when you eat. You have an enjoyment, satisfaction of eating. But once in a while, a person's not feeling well. And therefore his oneg is not to eat. But on Yontif, you don't say that. Yontif, you always have to eat. Even if you're not going to fully enjoy it, Yontif is not a dinner oneg. And Simcha, by definition, says the Chasam Sofer, requires a chilush diyah. There is a discussion about a tainitz chalom. If we know that if a person had a bad dream, right? So then he's supposed to fast because he's afraid that this is like a gzeira on him, minashamayim, that something bad, chas v'shalom, is going to happen. So to make sure it doesn't happen, the next day he fasts. So the halacha is that even on, if you went to sleep Friday night, if you had a bad dream, and then you're supposed to fast. Rav Schachter points out that if you could just forget about it, just it's not really bothering you. You could, that you wouldn't have to fast. But technically, there's a supposed to fast even on Shabbos. And then the halacha is that you're supposed to fast on Sunday also, since but what's this idea? So the Chasam Sofer says the idea is the same idea that Mariel says, because the oneg, as we said before, oneg, you have oneg through, if you're worried about something and you're going to fast, then that's going to be your oneg. Because now you feel you're taking care of the situation. So the Chasam Sofer says based on what he said, what about a tainus chalom on yontif? If so, so based on what we said before, the Maril says, the Maril has a discussion here, and he says, I won't read it. Oneg beregolim, it says simcha, ain't simcha al bas of the chayin. You can't fare. So Maril seems to say that that you don't have a tainus chalom on yontif, because in yontif we said before simcha. So simcha means eating, by definition. Even if you're not feeling so well, even if you're nervous, you have to eat something, because you can't have simcha without eating. You can have oneg without eating, but you can't have simcha without eating. That's what the Maril says. But it's interesting. The Chasam Sofer has the same idea. Chasam Sofer said has the same idea that the difference between oneg and simcha. But he says, you know what he says, the Chasam Sofer? That even by yontif, there's tainus chalom. But what a, why? Why? We said before you have to eat. The Chasam Sofer himself said it. So he says, imlo tainus chalom, Bishum sakonis nefashos. In other words, he's saying that even on yontif you would have tainis chalom, because maybe it's a sakonis nefashos that he had this dream. So you're in sakonis. So you have to. So even on yontif, the Maril says no. The Maril says no. You don't fast on yontif. You never fast on yontif. On Shabbos you can fast. On Shabbos is oneg, and that's the difference. There's a sefer called Tvu'a Shor by Rav Alexander Shor. And in the Tvu'a Shor, he has a discussion about this topic. And one of the Gedolei Achronim, the Tvu'a Shor, I believe it's Alexander, if I'm not mistaken. So he has a question about this. We know on Erev Tisha B'Av, so there's a different opinion. Some say that you're not supposed to learn after Chatzos. You're not supposed to learn after Chatzos. There are different opinions about that. So what if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? So the Ramah says that you don't learn. If you Shalom Lilmod, he says, no good that Shalom Lilmod B'Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av Achar Chatzos, and you don't say Pirkei Avos. So that's what the Ramah says. So the Taz asked the question, well, I don't understand. You can't learn, maybe according to the Ramah, but you can still eat. You can still eat Bas of Yayin on Tisha B'Av, you know, after Chatzos. So why do we take away the learning and we don't take away, we don't take away the eating of the. In other words, if you say Shabbos is different, so you know, even though Tisha B'Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, but still it's Shabbos. So we can't take away my eating. So how can you take away my learning? That
Available.
was the Taz's question. What?
Befarhesia, whereas not learning is not Befarhesia, unless it's a shear that you can't
Yeah.
fix.
So you're saying that no, but. But eating meat is not a din in Avelis. An Ovel eats meat. You see, Ovel eats meat, like Rav Shefter points out. So he says that Mechor Shor says it like this. The same idea. Shabbos is Oned, Yontif is Simcha. So therefore, on Shabbos, we have a chiyuv of Oneg. And if we're not sick and we're not nervous, so oneg is through eating. So you can't take away my eating, because I have a mandate of oneg Shabbos. But he says simcha, we don't have a chiyuv of simcha on Shabbos. And the reason, and Limud Torah is a chiyuv in simcha, Udei Hashem Yisharim Samchei Lev. But on Shabbos there's no mandate of simcha. It's an inyan to learn on Shabbos, he says, because you're free. You're not preoccupied with other things. But there's no mandate of per se of Simcha on Shabbos. So there's no mandate per se of learning on Shabbos, other than the fact that you have more free time, so that they could take away the inyan of learning on Shabbos after Chatzos. But they can't take away where there's a mandate, and eating is a mandate of Oneg Shabbos, and that's how the Bechor Shor explains the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But it's interesting. I was looking in the Sefer Shut Rabbi Akiva Yosef. I think I might have mentioned it before. I don't know if this year or another year. That's the most fascinating Sefer, the Shut Rabbi Akiva Yosef. Who was Rabbi Akiva Yosef? He was Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. So he was a Hungarian Rav. He was a very interesting personality. Well, his most famous thing that he did in his lifetime, maybe I mentioned it once before, is he gave a psak that you could blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, in front of a Beis Din. So that was like his most famous thing that he, but like everything of interesting people, that wasn't the only thing they did in their lives, was blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So he has a tshuva. If a person's fasting on Shabbos, and we said before that if you fast on Shabbos, then certain times you can. If you have a Titus Chalom, you could fast on Shabbos. Or if you have a, if you're not feeling well, and you feel you'll do better by not eating than eating, then your oneg is. So he says, Ani Tama, says Rabbi Kiva Yosef, Al Shenogu Lusanas Tanis Chalom b'Shabbes. So in the Shmon Esrei, should they say Ritzeinu Menuchaseinu? Because the Magen Avraham says in the Levush that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't say Ritzeinu Menuchaseinu, because if you're fasting, that's not a Yom Menucha. Even though it's Menucha in terms of you're not doing Malacha, but it's Menucha means tranquility, and if you fast, that's not full tranquility. So therefore, he says, there's some people who have a minute to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, could you say? So according to the Magen Avraham, B'Shem D'Levush, if you fast on Yom Kippur, Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, you don't say Ritzeinu Menuchaseinu. So he wants to know, what if you're fasting on Rosh Hashanah? Because, some people hold you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So we're nervous. So we've, it's sort of like a Tanis Chalom type of thing, that you're being judged. So he says, so Rabbi Kiva Yosef has a discussion here. Should you, if you fast on Rosh Hashanah, should you say Ritzeinu Menuchaseinu? But in the end, he says that when you fast on Yom Kippur, everyone's fasting in Yom Kippur. But here, it's some people who are not feeling well and are fasting on Shabbos or have a Tainus Chalom. So the whole idea that they're allowed to have it is because for them that's the oneg. So if that's the oneg for you, so maybe then it is considered Yom Menucha, and then you could say it. Okay, that's an interesting question. The Sefer Yudav HaLacha of Shlomo Zalman Shmaya has a piece of this as well. But okay, so in Sefer Yudav HaLacha of Shlomo Zalman Shmaya says he doesn't think even the shittos that hold that there's some type of inyan of simcha on Shabbos don't think that there's a chiyuv of yayin on Shabbos. But it's interesting. So we started off Yisbuchu V'Malchuscha. Is the Sifrei says Elu HaShabbosos, and then we just said, well, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Then we said Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Rav pointed out, Rav Cohen pointed out that in the Mikdash is a mitzvah of Simcha, and that's the idea of saying Yismachu v'Malchuscha only by Musaf and Nusach Ashkenaz. And then we said the difference between Ashkenaz and Sfar Begabe Yishir Shal Yom. That Ashkenaz says a dafke after Musaf when we say Alolas HaTavid, and then we discussed Hoshanas, the difference, and then we did made this discussion about whether a person doesn't feel well, do they still have to eat? And the Chasam Sofer said on Shabbos you don't have to eat, you can fast, because Shabbos is not Simcha, it's Oneg, and only Simcha requires eating. Oneg doesn't necessarily require eating. For some people, the oneg is through. For most people, they're normal, healthy, so you get oneg through eating, right? But if you're not feeling so well and you're whatever, troubled or whatever, so sometimes fasting is more of an oneg. And then the question was, could you have a? And that's the idea of Tainis Chalom. So the simple pshat is like the Ma'aril, that a Tainis Chalom you could have on Shabbos, but you can't have a Tainis Chalom on Yontif, because Yontif you always have to eat. Because then the bittul of Simcha, and then we discussed it before, Shor's difference between how come on Erev Yom Kippur, when it falls out on Shabbos, so that according to the Ramah, you don't learn after Chatzos, but you still could eat, you could eat meat, and he explains because Shabbos has the chiyuv of oneg, and therefore you can't take away your oneg, but the learning comes from Simcha, and Simcha is not a chiyuv on Shabbos. But the Meshech Chochma, our main Simcha of Divinsk, he says, with all this discussion of the Yom Simchaschem and the phrase Shabbosos, he thinks that that's not the Pashut Pshat. He says this Pashut Pshat is when you have Chanukah Sabayis, that, when you build a new Mizbeach, you build a new Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to rejoice. The Gemara says in Mori Katan, the discussion when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so they rejoiced for 7 days. They rejoiced for 7 days. And then they celebrated 7 days of what? Of Sukkos. So it means if you have 7 days and 7 days that you're eating 14 days in a row, that means you were eating on Yom Kippur. So they were afraid. Maybe they did the wrong thing. The Baskel came out. No, you did the right thing. It's such an inyan when you start a new thing. You're inaugurating a new Beis HaMikdash or a new Mizbeach. And there's a chiyuv to fast, the chiyuv to celebrate, rather. That's the simple pshat, says the Meshech Chochma of Yom Simchaschem. That's the ikar of Yom Simchaschem. Not about Shabbos, not about this. And going on the days of Chinuch. And it's interesting that they did it for 7 days. So there's a fascinating thing in this week's parsha from Shlomo Kluger. We'll end with this. My friend Rabbi Danny Rapp pointed out there are two types of Jews. There's some Jews that always want to say Tachanun, no matter what. You have to twist their arm not to say. And there are other types of Jews that, more lenient about that. Like after Shavuos. After Shavuos, some people have the minhag. Yisroch, no one says, but the days after, whether you say. So I'm from the Shita that you don't say Tachanun in those days and in Tishrei and in those days. So Imre Sheffer from Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote, Rav Shlomo Kluger, he's unbelievable. He wrote a sefer called Imre Sheffer, 2 volumes on Chumash. And then they came out with this new thing, Chochma Shlomo, also Chumash. So I bought one copy, I took it home, and then you know what I said? I can't buy any more. Why not? Why didn't I buy any more after I bought Bracious? You know why? Because Rav Shlomo Kluger's sefer on Bracious was on Parshas Bracious. Then the next volume was on Noach. And the next volume was on Lech. I says, I don't have space for this. So I let the library. They bought all the things. And I can't buy so many volumes. I don't have space for so many volumes. So it's interesting. Rav Shlomo, after this pasuk, V'yom Simchaschem, it says, V'yihi b'shana hasheni, this is by Pesach Sheni. It says, B'shana hasheni, b'chodesh, b'esrim b'chodesh nala ha'olah, ha'onan me'al mishkan ha'edus. On the 20th of the month, the Onan went away, meaning they celebrated Pesach Sheni, but the Onan, the cloud which represented the Kedusha, stayed for 6 more days. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, after, and then on the Esrim B'Chodesh, it went away. So he says here, Now you'll find this minhag interesting. This minhag, I don't have this minhag, but he says that the Mekubalim had a minhag that they don't say Tchina, they don't say Tachanun 7 days from Pesach Sheni. Seven, you like that one? 7 days from Pesach Sheni, no Tachanun. Some people, Rav Schechter is into Ashkenaz to say Tachanun even on Pesach Sheni. That's a whole discussion. But the Mekubalim, not only they didn't say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, but they didn't say Tachanun for 7 days. And he brings a raya from this pasuk over here, because Pesach Sheni was on Yudalit Iyar, and the Anan only went away on what? On Esrim. Because whatsoever there's a day of holiness, and I saw one of the Sfarim talks about this. I mean, Kiv Yosef, one of the Sfarim, I forget which one, brings this down of Shlomo Kluger, that Sholonoso at Esrim Chodesh Iyar, he says, Ad Nisan him Tino ad Hakamas HaMishkan. See, by Nisan, they waited till Hakamas HaMishkan, Shum Tino ad Pesach Rishon. But after Pesach Sheni, why didn't they go right away? Why didn't they start the travels right away? So says the Shlomo Kluger, this Imre Shefer was only it was 2 volumes on the whole Chumash. The Chochmah Shlomo was on every Parsha. So that one I stopped buying after I came home, because I thought I bought Chumash Brachos, and I only bought Parshas Brachos. And then they came out with, so in the library we have 1 volume of Brachos, Noach, Lech Lecha, but Imre Shefer is on every 2 volumes of the whole Torah, and he quotes this minhag that since for Yom Yudal Iyar until the 20th, the 7 days, so they didn't, so it was like a shtickle yontif. You see that until the 20th of the day, it's a shtickle yontif for 6 more days. So that's the minhag of certain mekubalim that they don't say tachanun Pesach Sheni, and then 6 days after that as well. So, but the idea being the but here by the when the Chanukah Chanukah made into at Yom Simchaskim. So I always say Yom Simchaskim teaches you when you have we the idea of chinuch, we call it education chinuch. Why is it called that? Because it's the inauguration of a person, right? That's the chinuch. Chanukah HaBayis, Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaAdam. So that always has to be besimcha. That's the key of a good Rebbe, is that the classroom is infused with an atmosphere of simcha. And says the Meshech Chochmah, and that's the simple pshat of Yom Simchaschem. It's the day of chinuch. Chinuch meaning the chinuch HaMizbeach, chinuch, but chinuch means a lot of things. Whenever you inaugurate something, that's chinuch. And it was, as we said, for 7 days, the time of Shlomo HaMelech, they built a new Beis HaMikdash, and there was celebration and eating and drinking, even to the degree that it was Doche Yom Kippur. This idea of chinuch b'simcha, unbelievable thing. And I think that is the in very important element of chinuch, and chinuch of people today is if they feel an enjoyment, a satisfaction in their learning and their experience, so then there'll be a lot of success. And if not, that's as Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that the reason why so many Jews went off the derech of their immigrants that came from Europe and their children went off the derech, because people had the attitude of shver tzu zayin yid, that it's difficult to be a Jew, and they didn't have any simcha in it. And if you don't have simcha in it, then you don't enjoy it. So of course it's not going to be lasting. And that's the message of Yom Simchaschem. It's Eilos HaBosos, and Shabbos should be b'simcha, even if there's no technical mitzvah of simcha. But we need to have an atmosphere of simcha, even though the Meshech Chochma writes elsewhere that really Shabbos is the time of solitude, of being alone. And Yontif is the time where you invite people. That's what the Zohar says, the fee of inviting people is only on Yontif, not on Shabbos. That's why I told you once, the brother of the Noam Melech, Ein Shabbos Yontif, El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, is Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos could be Levad, but not on Yontif. But in our generation, I always say it's over, Rabbi Abe Stern. He instituted the idea of a Shabbaton. And that's because if we're going to wait till next Yontif to invite guests and have that experience, they're not going to be around anymore. they'll already leave the fold by then. So for our generation, it's good that a Shabbosos should also be the Zman Simcha, this man that we get together with people. And the Shabbos table is such an important vehicle of Kiruv, of Simcha, of having our children have a part of positive atmosphere. The whole week we're always discussing, okay, so who are the Shabbos guests going to be for this week? That's an integral part to keep the Yom Simchaschem Elul HaShabbosos as well. So Be'ez Hashem, I wish you a Simcha Dikah Shabbos, a Freilich Dikah Shabbos, and Gesund, and all the Kol Mili D'Meitav. Have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.